Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of 15 Good Minutes. It's your guy, Coach B, saying hey to the fellas. Freddie, how we doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you and JR doing?
I'm good, JR. What about you?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Working home.
Awesome is good. I can't complain about awesome. What we're going to do today is going to go off script a little bit. I don't know how many people know, but we just last week, I think we entered our seventh season after doing 50 episodes with the three of us. So congratulations, because honestly, when I started with you two, I had no idea any one of you was even capable of making it this far. But you have, and that's congratulations. We're now in season seven. So one of the things I like to do with some of the other shows that I produce is I do this thing every few months. It's just called Get to Know Your Host. So basically, I pull 10 random questions down. I'm going to throw them out. No particular answer, not a right answer or a wrong answer. But hopefully at the end of this, the people, you know, the audience members that watch us on YouTube and listen to us on Spotify and Apple will come away with knowing something about each one of us that maybe they don't know right now. And if that's the case, they may tell a friend, and a friend tells a friend. And next thing you know, our numbers go up some more.
Okay.
Question number one. What did you want to be growing up as a kid?
NBA ball player.
Specific. Very good. NBA. Were you going to go to the New York Knickerbockers? Was that your thing?
Matthew,
Willis Reed.
Willis Reed and the Knicks. Dave DeBuscher, Frazier, Monroe,
Barnett,
Bill Bradley, all those guys, man. They was my.
So Freddie JR got game. What'd you want to be growing up?
I wanted to be rich.
Not famous, just wealthy. He didn't say rich and famous. He said rich.
However, whether it's an athlete, movie star, I didn't compartmentalize it down to that level, but I just said rich.
Freddie got closest to his, and neither me or JR got to ours. because I wanted to be an 18-wheeler driver. Right. I was always fascinated with big rigs and trucks. When we lived in the apartments in D.C., when the trash truck would come to pick up the big thing, I would just freeze. It looked like a robot to me. And I loved that. They put the two arms in, lift thing up. You know what I'm saying? And I was always fascinated with trucks. So I'm not a truck driver. Clearly, JR is not in New York. But Freddie is, you know, just built a new house with some very nice, you know, accompaniment. So I'm just saying, if anybody's rich, maybe he hit that. Good on you, son.
There you go.
Question number two, again, whoever wants to pipe up can do that first. When you watch TV shows and movies, what type are you watching the most? And your TV don't have to be the same as your movie, whatever, you know.
The type that I'm watching the most is more so things that I'm familiar with. Things that I'm familiar with. I can watch, whether it be Martin, whether it be Fresh Prince, whether it be Power, whether it be a sports, I can watch the same thing over and over. I can just watch the same thing over and over because I'm familiar with it. I'm comfortable with it and I know it. One of my favorite movies of all time, Scarface. For some reason, every time I watch Scarface, I'm hoping that he don't die in the end. he's not gonna die. You know,
that's your man then.
But you know he's going to. So
I like that.
Same thing over and over.
People like me.
That's a great answer. JR, how about you?
Well, I'm more of a comedy action guy. I love action movies. Some seem far-fetched, but you know, that's the premise of it. And comedy, I love all kinds of comedy, especially teams like, in fact, when I was a kid, I loved Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. You know, I'd like to watch them on screen. Old guys that people that are watching probably don't even know, Red Skelton, Skits, Martin and Will Smith, you know, those types of movies, they make comedy action movies. So to me, that's a great combination. I never get bored with it. I like watching also action movie, martial arts. When I watch TV, I mostly watch sports or news. That's it. I don't really watch programs so much. I'm not really into much series, because the reason why I can't really watch series too much is that I might not be there next week. The only series I ever watched from start to beginning was Kung Fu.
Well, I'll say this. I do watch some series, JR, but I watch them differently. I wait until a season is over and I binge the whole season. And that way I can watch it when I want, because I'm not going to be tied to it either. I like science fiction movies, you know. I like, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe,
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Star Trek, Star Wars. I like that kind of movie. And probably similar to the same type of shows, but on the TV side of the house, more detective drama kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So, and they have a part B to the questions, but I'll lead it off to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. One, what was the last movie you watched? Which for me was Spider-Man No Way Home. Two, what was the last TV show series? Which for me was Chicago PD. And currently, right now, I'm binge watching season six of 9-1-1. So for either one of you guys, give me your last movie and if you're watching any TV, and if you're not, JR, that's fine too. But if it's any television you're watching, what was it?
Movies,
Last movie, just the last one.
yeah. I really can't. It wasn't whatever I watched wasn't that good. So that's,
Apparently, if you
yeah,
don't
that's
have
why
it,
I can't remember it. You know what I'm saying?
yet you sat through it.
No, I didn't sit through it. I didn't.
Oh,
You know,
that's
here's the
good.
thing: when you watch, I guess when you get Netflix and you get the those kind of streaming services, I don't know, for some reason I can take it or leave it. If I start it and I don't like it within the first few minutes, I just turn it off. And consequently, I don't really finish very many movies.
So you don't like a lot of movies. Fair enough. How about you, Freddie?
Took me a second. The last movie that I actually watched, it was Nope. And it was a couple weeks ago, actually.
You said Nope, or was it something you said after Nope?
Nope. It was the Jordan Peele movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Nope. Got you.
Yeah, man, and I kept watching, me and my wife, we just kept watching. It was my turn to select the movie, and I selected Nope, and we just kept watching and hoping to understand it. It was dumb as hell. I was mad we wasted 2 hours of time because I kept waiting for something. I was like, yo, this is bananas. I don't know what's going on with this, but
Apparently nothing.
the series, the two series that we watched now is Power, all in the Power family, everything in the Power family. We actually watched Love After Lockup. That's kind of like a comedy thing on WWE. It's funny to us.
And as you can see, audience, we too are learning something about ourselves in terms of what they like. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Moving on, question number three. Your biggest pet peeve is what?
My biggest pet peeve, as crazy as it may sound, is a smartphone or a smart device, iPad, tablet, whatever the case may be, that is not charged. Because I feel like we live in a world, in an environment where we're always on our phones, our tablets, laptops, whatever the case, and then your phone, tablet, iPad, whatever the case may be, is not charged. That is a pet peeve I have.
Yeah, biggest pet peeve.
Easy. These dumbasses that cross the street looking at their phones. I hate it. I usually honk and scare the hell out of them because it pisses me off. You're impeding traffic because you're taking your time walking across the street like this. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if somebody's going to stop or not. You know, and I think if you're walking across the street and you're looking at your phone, they should give you a ticket. They should give you a ticket.
No walk, no
That's right. All
talk.
right, cool. My biggest pet peeve, I think, is actually petty people, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's the right term, but you know, people who think they're better than you are and spend so much time, you know, consumed with things that they can't control. So I go, I'm the anti that, you know what I mean? But I think people would get a lot more out of life if they weren't so worried about what the person next to them was doing. So that's my biggest pet peeve. Moving on, starting with you, JR. Your favorite hobby is what and why?
Well, my favorite hobby was martial arts, but I had to slow up. You know, as you know, I'm a fifth degree black belt in Taekwondo. What since I had my kidney transplant, I can't do it anymore right now, at least. So they told me to stay away forever, but I'm sure there's some kind of pad I can find to get back in it, but I have to get my body back in shape. So that's my number one hobby. I've been doing it now. What I stopped, like I said before, I had my transplant, But I think I was 1987 I started.
Fair enough. Okay. Freddie, what's your hobby, man? Your favorite hobby, and why do you do whatever it is?
My favorite hobby now is actually breaking down film of sports. Specifically, it's been football. Since I haven't coached since 2019, when I retired, I found myself watching more old film of the teams that I coached and breaking it down. I feel like I've been breaking it down more now than I did when I was actually coaching.
For me, I think my favorite hobby is photography. The why? I just been fascinated with it since I was a kid. My mom was a photojournalist. My dad did photography in the Navy, so we were consumed with pictures. You know what I mean? I still, I'm fascinated with all types of photography. I have multiple photography books, picture books, if you will, here in the house. They used to be a magazine called American Photo. Like a true magazine. Some of y'all listening don't know what that is. And I used to be so excited when that came out. I knew what day it came out, and I would run up to Barnes and Noble to get that first copy to see what they were talking about, the tech and the pictures and all that. Say the way a kid in the 50s might wait on a National Geographic magazine to show up at the house. So for me, it's easy. It's photography. This next one, I'm gonna start with you, JR. Give me, in your opinion, your best sports to see live. And the sports you would prefer to watch on television.
The best sport to see live is hockey.
Okay.
And I'd rather watch football on television.
Fair enough. Freddie, same question.
The best to see live would be basketball. The best to see from home would be football.
Yeah, I think at least in terms of what to watch on TV, we're all in sync. For me, football is television because I like it live, but there's so much going on with replays in football, you miss it. And one thing I really dislike about, and this is pro football, live, if the call goes against your team, they don't show you the replay in the stadium. You follow me? And so I want to know if we did bad or we did good or whatever. And when I'm watching on television, the camera technology is so good that they cover everything. And I get to make up my own opinion. Was he out of bounds? Did he make the catch? Whatever. Live, I think Freddie's right. Basketball would probably be my number one because the arenas are so small, And I tell people all the time, if you're going to go to a basketball game, if you can't hear ball dribbling, you're up too high. You really are. That's how small that some of these places are. Also think that baseball does well live, maybe for a different reason. I'm more relaxed. I really like a baseball game mid-afternoon. And I think tennis is one of those sports that I could watch either live or on TV.
Both of those I can do live, but the only thing for me is if it's hot, real hot and muggy, that's the only issue I have out there.
Okay. Yep. The conditions. Fair enough. What do you specifically, what do you do for enjoyment? Right. So this isn't the hobby, whatever, but what do you do individually for enjoyment? What brings you joy?
What brings me joy is just living life, whether it be I'm doing something on the grill, if I'm just getting ready
Simple
to go
things.
on travel, the simple things in life, that things that you want, that I want to do, those are the things that if I'm sitting back playing a game I'm at, playing a game of 2K or whatever the case may be, just doing whatever makes me happy at that particular point in time, watching a movie. Those are the things that make me happy.
Got you. JR, what brings you joy, man?
I think, be honest with you, and this is not a crazy question, but Freddie was talking about time in life, and I guess I'm the oldest of the group, and I'm just getting to the age where I just like to see other people happy, especially my family members, like my grandkids and stuff like that. I like doing for them when I can. I enjoy, we do PlayStation, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Those things that make me happy. And I know sometimes it gets in the way of work because I get up at 5:30. Sometimes me and Russ, we me and Coach, we be up in the middle of the night. I'm like, one more
We'd be
game.
saying, okay, because we got rules, Freddie. Just so the audience know, we can't go out on a loss.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to go out on two wins. We can't go out on a win where one of the guys is dead. It's all kinds of rules. So sometimes we get in there and we be like, we only gonna be here for 2 hours.
What I say, Russ? I'm only gonna be here for 11:30. Next thing I know, it's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I gotta get up at 5:30.
I think that's universal in the gaming community, though. I think that's universal.
Exactly. And that's kind of where the question comes from. I think it's a combination of all those things. I think Freddie probably encapsulated it best, but all of that stuff that, you know, you just said, JR, is the same thing that Freddie just said. And it's the same thing, you know, for enjoyment. I like, you know, playing PlayStation, you know, with you, right? I like ending the day on the deck with a drink and a cigar. You know what I'm saying? I like the little things that Freddie was talking about. I can find joy in things now that I was probably overlooking, you know, in my youth. So, all right. Next question. We only have a few more to go. Start with you, JR. Do you believe a man and a woman can be just friends?
Well, that's a hard question. I believe it can, but I believe if I'm doing it percentage wise, I would do maybe 55 to the 40, 45, that the man, 55, they can be friends, and 45, it's a just in case break glass. That's what I'm sorry.
So you saying yes. Over to you, Freddie. Can a man and woman be just friends?
Well,
you don't have to qualify it either, like y'all just did. I see where you're going.
You know, the way the question is posed, you can't really give a clear, concise answer. And I can speak for only personal experience. I had a friend that was a female, very good friend. That friend and I, we crossed that line. We were friends 7 years before we crossed that line. Once we crossed that line, it was never really our friendship was never the same, right?
That's a no. I get it.
So I think it really depends on if you are both single and you have to know what you're looking for, but to give you a straight yes or no answer, I would say no.
Yeah, the single is a big part of that too.
I would say no.
So Jinji, you would qualify yours and say that you can't if you're married, either one of you.
I would say it's not a good idea if you were married. That's what I would say.
Really? No kidding.
For me, okay. When you get married and you are happily married with who you're married to, it's kind of
I don't know where y'all are going with this question, but y'all are really taking a hard right turn.
It's so many different avenues. Like I have a female colleague or whatever. You know, we've been friends longer than I've known my wife. However, the question becomes, I don't look at her in that capacity, but we're friends.
Right? What capacity?
Be anything beyond a friend. I don't look
at and that's all the question is asking. We're not asking about relationships and 55, 45s.
My perspective would change. It is a matter of perspective and where you are in your own personal situation. If you're you have someone that's married, and then you have somebody that's happily married,
and then you ain't in the weeds, bruh. You ain't in the weeds. I'm going to say, I believe you can, right? I just in the context of the way the question is written, I would say yes. Next question, over to you first, Freddie, since you're the youngest. The biggest technological advancement in your lifetime is what?
Social media.
Fair enough. JR, same question for you.
Yeah, I think so. The same as Freddie, social media. And technical for me is, I guess when I joined the Air Force, the technical stuff we learned there.
But for me, I would say the personal computer. More so, I mean, I a lot of people say cell phones and stuff like that, but the cell phone to me is just a mobile computer anyway. I mean, everything that's on here you can get in this environment. So in my lifetime, I mean, I'm sitting here in this room in this studio. I have more computing power in this room than my dad had when he worked as a computer operator for the Library of Congress with all those tapes and stuff. So for me, computer technology. Two questions to go. Start with you, JR. Thinking in terms of bullet points, describe your perfect weekend. So I tell you what, I'm going to start and give you an idea of what I'm looking for, right? Me, perfect weekend would be Friday during the day, maybe a photo shoot and photography with some editing, a PS4 marathon at night. That's when we run an all-night marathon. Saturday would be brunch, not breakfast, because I don't get up early enough to have breakfast anyway, so it would be brunch. Maybe dinner that day at a sports bar, Then, you know, that Saturday night would be some drinks and cigars on the deck. Sunday would be brunch, maybe an early afternoon live baseball game that's not in the sun, y'all, but you know, like one of those 4 o'clock games at the single or double A level, and then watching a movie in the home theater. That to me is a really, really good weekend. Kind of lines up to what Freddie was talking about. It was very simple. Nothing that I mentioned was expensive, but I would be happy with that. What about you?
Well, for me, it would be it's kind of optional on a Friday night. Come home, you know, have a nice dinner with the wife, and I mean optional. I guess if I'm going to do something with her, or if I'm going to go online, sometime I can do both. If we do something early, you know, I can come back and get online, and you know, like you were talking about the PlayStation marathon. Saturday morning, I usually get up and you know, do my meds and get my hair cut. You know, I go out on Saturdays on the weekends to get everything done. Come back, watch a game if there's a game on. Do something with the wife once again, or I'm going to go to PlayStation. I really have a repetitious type life, you know, right now, only because we really don't go a lot of places right now. If we just started maybe going ordering food, we still bring it home because we weren't even eating out for a while. You know, and part of that was because of the COVID, and the other part was that we really didn't know how people prepare the food as far as health, as far as being cleanliness. And I was told after I had a transplant, you can't mess around. You know, you got to be clean, you got to wash everything, you got to make sure you cook everything right. So I wasn't taking any chances with that for a long while. I just started going back to 7-Eleven, buy stuff. You understand? And then Sunday I just go to church and we, you know, do our cleaning or whatever it is we need to do, wait for a game in the evening, and that's it. Get, you know, and get ready for work. That's it.
Freddie, perfect weekend in Texas is what for you?
Actually, it was just actually this past weekend, actually. We go through it really quick. Friday, dropped my wife off at the airport. She went out of town for the weekend. I dropped her off, came back home. Well, not came back home. I went and got some hibachi. I got actually not hibachi, but hibachi and sushi. I got it to go, took it home, ate some of it, watched Power, recorded Power this Friday night. Wake up early Saturday morning, go to the gym, get a haircut, come back, watch some playoff games, watch the Florida State spring game, go to sleep. Sunday, get early Sunday morning, get up, go to church, come back home, get cleaned up, watch some basketball games in the evening. Went and picked my wife up from the airport, went out to dinner, came back home. Watched the Power episode that she did not see
With
and
her.
with her, you know, I already knew what was going on. You know, but that was just, you know, for me, you know, a perfect weekend for me.
Excellent. All right. Last question. Start with you, JR. How have your priorities changed in the last 10 years?
I think my priorities changed. I put myself at the top of them now. You know what I'm saying? It's like my health and just trying to enjoy myself a little bit more. You know, it's, you know, it's constantly changing, you know. Even though now I'm a little older and I realize that like I told y'all last week, I'm in the seventh inning of or seventh and a half, you know. So I just have to start thinking about the future, not for myself, but for the people I may leave behind. You know what I'm saying? So just getting my stuff right, and you know, just that's my biggest priority. Just me, taking care of me.
Freddie, last 10 years, man, how have your priorities changed?
Oh wow. Well, to GR's point, really taking care of me, right? Right. I turned 43 in July, but I think 10 years ago at 32, you know, I don't think as a man I knew who I was, right? You know, people think, oh, I'm 18, whatever, you know, I'm a man, I know, but at 18, 25, 30, 35, most people you probably don't know, right? But within the last 10 years, I think I've kind of gathered a better understanding of who I am as a man and as a person, things I'm willing to tolerate, and what's most important to me. And so now at 42, turning 43 in July, it's really put things in perspective in regards to where I'm trying to be 10 years from now when I'm 53. So it's putting a lot of plans in place, whether it be investments, other opportunities to kind of set myself up in the long run. So I would say for me, it's really more so about that overall evolution of myself.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably a combination of both of those. I'm obviously closer to JR's age than I am yours, but I think for me, my priorities are similar to JR's. And I think it's okay to be selfish at a particular age. I think it's okay to tell people no. I have a much smaller bullshit quotient. You know what I mean? From others is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm more cognizant of time. And how to use that time, now, I mean, 10 years ago, I didn't have any grandchildren. Now I got four. So things like that. And then trying to just have the best quality of life, and not try to chase things. I felt like maybe when I was Freddie's age, I was chasing things, when you're in your 30s and 40s. And I got nothing in front of me to chase anymore. So if you don't stop just for a second when you hit your 60s, and just take stock of where you're at, and the fact that I'm sure everybody here knows a lot of people that didn't make it to 60. You got to keep that, in the forefront, and do the things you can while you can. And me and D, we talk about this all the time. The reason we like to travel is because we both, can get around. We both have that health. You know what I mean? You get to a point when things start to slow down for you. You want to have some good memories. So, I know we went a little long today, but it was important. I've known JR for 43 years and Freddie for 10. So I learned something about these cats today, that I didn't know. So hopefully you guys in the audience have learned something about the three of us. This is the kind of thing I like to do to try to get a little, in better concert, if you will, with our audience. We had a lot to say today,
We've only been a little bit longer than 10 years.
yeah, that's right. I think it's closer to 12, right?
Yeah, closer to 12 somewhere.
Closer to 12. But see, again, when you get up to be 64, you'll start forgetting shit like I just forgot 10 or 12 years. It's coming, Freddie. It's coming.
Telling you.
For our audience members, we covered a lot today. If there was something that we talked about that you would like to you'd like either one of the three of us or all of us to expand on, you know how to leave us a comment on YouTube, or you can email us at the address that's in the show notes. Before we break out, any of you guys got anything to say today?
No, I think I said it earlier about those people walking in the street, man.
Mm.
Everybody hates me. I'm sick.
His pet peeve is noted. Freddie.
I do. I'm gonna go really quick. Let me know
Let's
when
have
I'm
it.
ready. You ready?
I'm ready. You on the clock.
All right. Hey, NBA playoffs. I think for the most part, it has been phenomenal. The NBA playoffs. This has been the most exciting NBA playoff series season that I've seen in quite some time. However, as we all saw last night, Golden State, Draymond Green, what the hell are you doing? I mean, and Rusty knows I am not the biggest Draymond Green fan,
It's true.
but he is great for what it is he does with Golden State. All the antics and stuff, Draymond, you cannot use this man's chest as a trampoline board, brother. Yeah, I'm sorry, you cannot do it, Draymond. You got to be better than that.
Very well said. Freddie had something to say, and he's right. We were texting about that live as it happened. There's no excuse for it. They played, the day after they played a lot of the different angles and such. And yes, his foot was grabbed. So what? Shake your foot and do whatever, that, but you can't retaliate the way that he did. And more importantly, his antics after doing it was like he was bragging about it. And so
Yeah.
what? And standing up and yelling to the crowd and all that. And
He also tried to justify it. He said the night before somebody else was holding it, and the ref or somebody did was looking at it. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Any one of those guys could have ejected you in the other game as well for doing something if you did it that stupidly. You know what I'm saying?
again, thank you everybody for joining me. Thank you for hanging in there a little extra today. Hopefully you learned something about the three of us. We look forward to talking with you guys next week. Until then, have a great weekend.